This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 32-year-old man fatally shot by an off-duty police officer in a Corona, California Costco store Friday night was nonverbal and had an intellectual disability. That according to relatives talking to the LA Times. Corona police say the off-duty cop was holding his young child while in the store when he was assaulted by Kenneth French, and he shot French claiming self-defense, critically wounding two of French's relatives. Several agencies still investigating. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is condemning the actions of two Phoenix police officers after a video goes viral showing the rough arrest of a black mother and father outside a store in late May. The video taken by a witness showing them pointing guns and yelling threats after the couple's four-year-old daughter took a doll from a nearby store.
Put your hands up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump's national security team reportedly considering sending more military forces to the Middle East. The discussions are expected to take place over the next few days following last week's attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, the U.S. blaming Iran for those attacks. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The Intelligence Committee has lots of data, lots of evidence. We have high confidence with respect to who conducted these attacks, as well as a half a dozen other attacks throughout the world.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks on the tankers, saying those attacks were conducted so the U.S. could then blame Iran as an excuse to stage a military move against it. Today's the 25th anniversary of the so-called slow SUV chase that captured the nation's attention after O.J. Simpson became implicated in the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on federal authorities to implement new equipment requirements for helicopters. The New York Democrats saying yesterday the FAA needs to make black box technology mandatory in all choppers. Schumer making the push a week after a helicopter crashed while trying to make an emergency landing on the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper, killing the pilot. A would-be burglar in North Carolina gets attacked by an 11-year-old boy with a machete. It happened early on Saturday morning. Braden Smith says initially he did what the burglar told him to do.
He pointed a gun at me, and he told me to sit down on the ground and get in my closet. And I did that.
But seconds later, when the 19-year-old burglar turned his back, Braden used that machete and brought the burglar to the ground. He ended up having to go to a hospital. Two other suspects ran from the scene during that commotion. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is now urging Americans to get all of their recommended vaccinations before they travel to other countries. It comes as a record measles outbreak continues in Europe, and measles has been on the rise this year in the United States as well, several of those cases originating in Europe. Children are especially at risk, and researchers recommend kids between 6 and 11 months get an extra dose of the measles vaccine if traveling to a country of concern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Well, the Iranians are at it once again, huh? Who are you to believe? The regime in Iran has been caught, you know, I guess about as red-handed as you can get caught, despite their denials and video evidence on an attack of a Japanese-owned oil tanker. Now, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, we say Shiloh unless you Neil Diamond, then it's Shiloh, Israel, and the author of the new book, Trump and the Jews. He's here to talk more about it. David, Shalom, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hello, Bill. Good to be with you.
David is talking to us from Israel right now, and we always appreciate his insight as an Israeli and Middle East expert. Okay, so the regime of Iran caught red-handed here, David. I mean, this is undeniable, but yet it's their story. They're going to stick to it and say it really wasn't us, right?
Yeah, of course they'll say that, but then again, the Iranian government is not known for its sincerity. Look, what happened here was just incredible because it's just been the continuation of a pattern. We had the Saudi oil tankers that were hit just a couple of weeks ago. There have been the oil fields that have been attacked in Saudi Arabia. Now we had this situation, which would be comical if it wasn't so crazy. The Prime Minister of Japan went to Iran to meet with the Iranian regime to try and get them to come to some sort of understanding with the United States to mediate some sort of peaceful arrangement with the United States. And while he was in Japan, a Japanese oil tanker was hit.
Exactly.
In the Gulf of Oman.
Mm-hmm.
And they denied it, yes. And then the United States did some very good research. The intelligence community in the United States did some excellent research, and they quickly found out that indeed it was Iran, and they came out with a video of an Iranian boat going out to that tanker that was hit, secretly removing one of the mines that did not explode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's clear. The video footage is very clear. Now, how would, if they weren't the ones who did the attack on the tanker, how would they know that there was an unexploded mine there?
Exactly.
Why would it be important for them to go clear that out of the scene? So it was all so obvious. and they're continuing in their denials. Let them continue in their denials, but the world, you know, is totally foolish if they go along and agree with it, you know, and accept that denial.
Well, David, for Iran to do this, I mean, they know the Strait of Hormuz. We've been in this problem before where we've had to put American flags on these tankers and, you know, no to Iran. This is unacceptable, and we're going to do everything we can to defend our interests. I mean, this has just been a national security interest, you know, from day one. And this is, you know, what many are seeing, and this is why they're calling for military action. As an act of war, what Iran perpetrated, and then here you got Abe trying to make nice and trying to find some ground, but it's clear that the Ayatollah and the regime of Iran does not want to negotiate. They're pitching a fit because the United States has been the only one to back out of the agreement. And we still have five other partners that have said, hey, look, we'll hang in there. They're kind of like the Neville Chamberlains of the modern era. They, for some reason, they're in denial that Iran is not going nuclear, that they're not heading in that direction. And at first excuse, that's where they're going to go. I mean, anybody of a reasonable mindset could understand this, how Barack Obama and the administration, John Kerry et al., would think that there was no interest for Iran to go nuclear. You know, you have to suspend reality to get there.
Yes, you do, and that's what exactly what they did. So your listeners understand the scene that we're talking about, this is in the heart of the Middle East where this happened. There is the Persian Gulf. And if you look at the Persian Gulf, you see countries such as Iran and Saudi Arabia and Oman and the United Arab Emirates. They're all there in the Persian Gulf, right on the edge of the Persian Gulf. And you have this body of water. And then you have this tiny waterway called the Strait of Hormuz, which very narrow waterway, which connects the Persian Gulf with the Gulf of Oman. Okay, so the Gulf of Oman is where the attack occurred. The Strait of Hormuz is where the previous attack occurred. And Iran has made it very clear. They are trying to dominate the Middle East. They do that through their support for the Hezbollah terrorist organization in Syria and Lebanon. And they do that with their massive support for the Hamas terrorist organization, which is based in Gaza. And they're supporting other terrorist organizations as well, such as the Houthis in Yemen. It's very clear what they're all about, and they don't hide it. And, you know, the world has been stricken with this Vietnam syndrome, and yes, I still call it the Vietnam syndrome, even though the Vietnam War was quite a number of years ago. But the world has been stricken with that, the United States especially. And what that means is that when there is real evil staring you in the face, that is tempting you and daring you to fight back, you know, the world is paralyzed.
Right.
And President Trump is being tempted by Iran. They are calling his bluff and saying, look, you say that we're not going to be able to do this, that you're not going to let us get nuclear weapons, that you're going to stop us. And they are going ahead and doing everything that they intend to do. They're going forward with their enrichment, their nuclear enrichment, beyond the levels that they are allowed in that agreement that Obama and the European nations signed with them. They're going ahead and attacking tankers at sea. This is a clear warning to the United States that there is a point at which you have to draw the red line and you have to stand by it. And I believe President Trump will at the right moment.
Exactly. Well, David, what about the five other partners that stayed in the agreement? What are they saying?
They've been remarkably silent with the exception of the UK.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they have not said anything because, meanwhile, Iran, I mean, somehow they're, because the United States is not participating in it, I guess whatever deal that the five other partners had, that's just set aside because the United States is no longer there. That creates all kinds of problems, to say the least. And meanwhile, Iran is getting their way and the five other partners are left in a dead silence. We've got more from David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your case implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, continues, David Rubin. David, I understand the sanctions that the United States have levied upon Iran have been extremely painful. So you have this dynamic tension going on between the rulership of Iran and the people at the ground level. People at the ground level, I guess, are incorporating some common sense to say, this isn't working. You know, what is going on here? I mean, our economy is in the tank right now. We got all this money from America. We've been funding terrorist activity. That may work for you, but it doesn't work for us, you know, the people there at the ground floor level. So what is going on in that tension between the rulership and the followers?
Well, Iran did have a rebellion going on for a while, but the regime cracked down in a very harsh way, and they blocked off all the media, and there is no freedom of speech in Iran anymore. You have to remember, Iran is a country that has been through a lot of changes, but the big change was the Islamic Revolution in the late 1970s, when they overthrew the Shah of Iran, and people thought that it was going to be an outbreak of democracy, an outbreak of freedom, and it was just the opposite. It was the rule of the Ayatollah Khomeini, who called for exporting the Islamic Revolution around the world. And that's indeed what they've been doing ever since, and now it's his successor, the Ayatollah Khomeini, with a similar name, but the same policies. And so they're just repressing the people in Iran, and they are seeking to take over and dominate the Middle East and ultimately the world. You know, I always remind people, Bill, you may have heard me say this before, that the Iranians are working very hard, and I say the Iranians mean the Iranian regime, they are working feverishly to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles that can carry nuclear warheads once they have them. And you don't need intercontinental ballistic missiles to reach Israel or to reach Saudi Arabia or any of their other enemies. What they need those intercontinental missiles for is to reach the United States. That is their ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and President Trump and the military experts understand that, and why Barack Obama did not is a mystery.
Well, you know, President Obama, as well as other presidents before him, just kind of looked the other way and allowed it to continue. And then Obama signed that notorious agreement along with the other European nations. And, you know, now the other European nations are probably looking at the situation as the Japanese tanker was bombed and as other tankers have been hit. You have to remember that oil supply that flows through the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, that oil supply is not just for the United States. The United States hardly gets any oil from there now,
right,
or needs that oil. But it does have an impact on the economies of the European countries and Japan and China and Russia as well. So, it's a very, very critical area, and stability needs to be created in that region.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think the neighboring partners would be all in on this stuff, you know, to do what they can to tamp this down. But, you know, clearly Iran is so ideologically fixed on, you know, going nuclear that's all they can see. And they're going to continue to push this to the point that either they force Israel to react or the United States comes in and reacts.
Couple of different directions. It could be that they are going to force the United States to take very strong action. And I, you know, I tell people, President Trump is not one to look the other way when he's being tempted, when the bully is hitting him. We know
that. Exactly.
I
right.
know where President Trump comes from. I wrote about it in my book, Trump and the Jews. President Trump comes from the borough of Queens on the outskirts of New York City. And you know, I was actually born and raised in the borough of Brooklyn. I've been living in Israel for 27 years. But Brooklynites and Queensites are very similar. We don't let anyone push us around. And certainly in Israel, we don't let anyone push us around. So President Trump is not going to let Iran tempt him for too long. But I guarantee you that behind the scenes, he's consulting with those allies. He's putting pressure on them. And he is preparing to hit back. And when he hits back, he's going to hit back hard. Mm-hmm. He's going to hit back in a way that Iran will never forget it.
David, politically right now, because of, you know, the disconnect in the body politics, you know, with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, I mean, anything that has to do with Trump, I mean, you know, even though, you know, she came out and said, we have no appetite for war, but still there should be a unifying voice to back up the commander in chief right now because of the threats that are clear and present. And, you know, to hear, you know, them opinionating on this as opposed to getting behind this president, I understand it. I get it. It's the order of the day. Let's hate Trump and do all this. But at what expense? I mean, at the people's expense, they continue to do this.
And also, a leader is supposed to lead with his or her head, not with an appetite. Okay, Nancy doesn't have an appetite for war. What is that?
Yeah.
We're talking about people who are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know the Democratic Party doesn't like to talk about evil unless they're talking about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But evil, it does exist in the world. And, you know, I mentioned the Vietnam syndrome before. Well, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and other leaders in the Democratic Party, unfortunately and sadly, they are suffering from a terminal case of Vietnam syndrome. And there comes a point where you have to just come to your senses and stand up for your country and stand up for freedom. And the free world is under attack by this Iranian regime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible that they've gotten this far, and no previous administration has done anything about it.
Right. Well, it's the metaphoric phrase comes into play. You can pay me now or pay me later. The pay me later is also, it comes with it more complexity and more cost. And this is why this needs to be nipped in the bud sooner than later, because they've ignored it. This is why we have the complication. This is why we have what we have today, because this is the sum total of all this ignorance and, you know, that's been going on. I mean, look what's going on with China and with Russia, on and on. I mean, you know, President Obama, when Mitt Romney said that Russia was our number one threat, he told Romney, he says, hey, look, it's the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. And now here, all of a sudden, the Democrats are so united about the threat of Russia. You know, suddenly, after, you know, the comment that he had made. We got about a minute left here, David, just to wrap things up. Update us on what's going on with Bibi Netanyahu.
Netanyahu is once again going to elections. There are going to be new elections in September 17th, and all the political parties are jockeying and possibly merging together. And the idea is to make sure that we don't have a situation like we did just a month ago when Israeli elections had to be canceled.
Right.
The forming of the government had to be
right.
canceled, and now we're going to new elections.
Mm-hmm. Does he survive?
According to the polls, Netanyahu is the odds-on favorite to win once again. But
well,
we will see. It's going to be an interesting campaign.
Phase one, phase two, you got to put together a government, we know. David Rubin on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes.
Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio, and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 32-year-old man fatally shot by an off-duty police officer in a Corona, California Costco store Friday night was nonverbal and had an intellectual disability. That, according to relatives talking to the LA Times. Corona police say the off-duty cop was holding his young child while in the store when he was assaulted by Kenneth French, and he shot French claiming self-defense, critically wounding two of French's relatives. Several agencies still investigating. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is condemning the actions of two Phoenix police officers after a video goes viral showing the rough arrest of a black mother and father outside a store in late May. The video taken by a witness showing them pointing guns and yelling threats after the couple's 4-year-old daughter took a doll from a nearby store.
Put your hands up.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Just like that, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the sun, as we all know, is an incredibly powerful and free source of renewable energy. In fact, just 1 hour of sunlight can power the entire planet for a whole year. Did you know that? Huh? With the U.S. now surpassing 2 million solar installations, helping renewables generate more total electricity than coal for the first time in our nation's history recently, it's clear that many are taking advantage of this powerful source. And yet, still less than 2% of homeowners across the nation have embraced solar, as the concept remains a bit of a mystery. Well, solar energy expert Whitney Torres is back with us. We're going to be talking about the benefits of going solar and what you need to know about, you know, getting up and running with a solar electric system. Now, she's going to help educate us on how to begin reducing the environmental impact of your home. Whitney Torres, solar energy expert with SunPower. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, good to have you back. Well, so let's talk about solar power and how it works and who's a good candidate for it.
Sure. Well, solar electricity is very simple. The way it works is sunshine falls on the panels or hits the panels and generates solar electricity. So it's easily deployed right where the electricity is needed. Every home that uses electricity could benefit from solar. And you mentioned, I think, 2% of homeowners have gone solar, but the great news is that every 100 seconds, another installation is happening. And so if you own your own home, you're absolutely a good candidate to look into solar. You know, people ask me a lot, do I have sufficient roof space? Is solar going to be right for me? You can customize the design, especially with a high efficiency solar panel, to generate electricity right there for your home.
So why is solar such a good investment?
Well, it's a good investment because it's less expensive than your current electricity bill. So the whole idea is that you'll be spending less for abundant, clean solar electricity than you're currently spending on your power bill. And there are a lot of financial options out there. Some are zero down, and so it's easy to start saving from day one.
And that's the thing. It's amazing. I know with one of the houses, when we had converted it to solar, it was a night and day. It was instantaneous.
Right.
It was just so wonderful, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's very simple. I think there's a common misconception that it might be complicated or difficult, or that there's even maintenance involved. A lot of people ask me about that. There is no maintenance involved with solar panels. Once they're installed, you don't have to think about them. You just use electricity like you always would have used in the home. And it's pretty much five simple steps to get started or to actually get your system turned on, your solar. So the first step is to find a company that you want to work with. And then you'll meet with an energy consultant who will show you some options for system designs based on your goals and your needs. You'll choose your financial the fit for you, the financial option, and then you'll have your installation. And, you know, that should only take a day or a couple days depending on the project, and then flip the switch and you're ready to go.
Well, I got to tell you, as I said, for us, when we flipped the switch and we got our first electrical bill, it was amazing. I mean, it was pretty dramatic, and that really convinces you all the more that you made the right decision, right?
Right, absolutely. You have solar at your home?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. So do I.
Yes. It's the way to go. And the fact, I got to tell you, I'm shocked that only 2%. And maybe some of it is just because solar seems to be a mystery, or it's not that mysterious. It's just it's been out there long enough that the evidence is empirical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that renewables for the first time have surpassed other electricity sources in the U.S. Because that really is. It's the way forward, and the best thing for people to do is call a solar advisor today and find out more information so that they can get started and find out, you know, just get an education.
Exactly. It doesn't cost, does it?
Right, exactly.
I mean, because even like this conversation here right now, this is free because we're givers. You know, we give this information, and Whitney, bless her heart, you know, comes on the show to educate us. Because this is a big victory for the homeowner. I mean, you know, how often? I mean, I think when people have some good news to pass on to somebody, it really enthuses you and excites you to see people take advantage, because this is a true savings. This is one of those, you know, government plans or something. They try to convince you, and then you get into it, and you go, oh, my God, they got me again, you know?
Right, and that's what people are nervous about, I think, is that it sounds too good to be true, but it really is so simple. And that's why we want to get the information out there, because really just pick up the phone, do a little bit of online research, and then, getting to step five is so simple. Flip the switch.
Exactly. I love that. Flip the switch. I want to go in just a little bit more. We touched a little bit on the cost comparisons, you know, to the savings. You know, elaborate on that just a little bit more, if you would, Whitney.
Sure, absolutely. So if you consider that most people are probably spending a minimum of $75 to $100 a month on their electricity bill, the whole idea with solar is that you're going to be spending less than what you currently spend on your electricity. So it's just an easy way to lower your cost of living. You know, everybody's always looking for a way to trim a little here or there so they can, you know, save up for something they want, a vacation, a new flat screen, something. This is a great way to do that, and you're using that abundant free resource from the sun, as you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, when I got the bill, honestly, I thought they made a mistake. I really did. I called them up. I said, something's wrong here. There's no, that's what it is. No, you, yeah. Really? I mean, it was really shocking. It was a nice shock.
So, yeah, it's a very happy surprise.
Really. Again, remind everybody, let's review the steps involved in a solar installation, because it is very simple.
So simple, yeah. So find a company you want to work with. Meet with an energy consultant to determine a solution and a product that fits your needs. Do, you know, understand what your options are, financial options, and then product options. And then once you make your selection, installation happens, and then you flip the switch and you start saving money.
Well, gang, as you can tell, Whitney's a seasoned solar energy professional with a passion for renewable energy and environmental stewardship. I mean, you know, like we said, when you have good news to share with people that's, you know, works like solar, you know, you wake up every day pretty excited to go and talk to more people about it. Right, Whitney?
Right.
Well, her focus as a SunPower energy consultant is on stellar service, reliability, and trust. And, of course, we appreciate her coming on the show and getting us up to date. And, hey, we got to get that number, you know, 2%. I mean, that is still very low, which demonstrate that there is a lot of gold still in them, our hills to be mined, and more homeowners to come and get involved in solar and start saving money. Why not, right?
Tons of opportunity. Every roof is potential real estate for solar.
Well, there you go. Where can they go for more information, Whitney?
They can go to sunpower.com or call 844-837-3379.
She's the solar energy expert with SunPower, Whitney Torres. Whitney, always always glad to have you on the show. Appreciate it. Take care.
It's a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, when it all comes down to it, why would Jesus come? I mean, if it wasn't for our freedom. And yes, we happen to have a country, but you got to remember, really, for those of us who follow Christ, where our allegiance really lies. We're blessed to be part of the United States and to be here. We're called to be a light into a dark world, to be that salt that's needed. And thank God for people of faith in this country. That's why we're here. But at the end of the day, our citizenship is not, embedded, thank God, in this country, because it's run by man. And this is why it's such a challenge at times. Adam Holtz, I got to bring you on here right now. Adam is the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. And we're going to be talking about movie reviews. But, Adam, it is a challenge for people of faith that profess, citizenship to heaven. And we have to deal with an America, a country that we're dealing with right now that is so dysfunctional that you've got to be careful not to get caught up in the, the human frailty of it all and the craziness, right?
No, that's exactly right, Bill. I mean, I think we have dual allegiance. We have an allegiance to our country, but that allegiance pales in comparison to our allegiance to Christ. And we're citizens of the kingdom, and we're citizens of that kingdom first. And the fact that we technically happen to be American citizens really is a secondary consideration. And, that said, I think our faith enables us to participate in public political process from two perspectives. One is, we have important things to say, and we have a democracy. We have the right for our voice to be heard. And so I think our faith does motivate us to be active politically, but our faith also helps us to see that that's not where our hope is. And
right,
things
exactly.
Don't go our way. We don't lose perspective on that. I think one of the things that I see in Peter and in Paul and in Jesus is all three of them are pretty unconcerned with the corrupt government around them,
right.
They're focused on the kingdom. And so, I think that ultimately that's where our allegiance lies, and we have to look at all this political stuff through that kind of a prism.
Exactly, because otherwise you get caught up in it and your head's going to explode. And I can appreciate it. And I know, I run into this at times, Adam, where people, you know, people of faith come to me and go, Bill, how do you do this? And I said, well, you have no choice. I mean, we're called. This is for a time such as this. We're here, you know, to speak up for those that can't speak up, that have been disqualified for whatever reason or another, because we have that, you know, I call it that spirit of invalidation that is running rampant in our culture right now, to where if you don't agree, if you're not politically correct, you know, you're off the bus. And as you say, you know, this country has grown, it has developed, has gotten to where it's at because of people of faith by and large. Because you look at any major, major development, it was people of faith. It was a God-given revelation and ideas that brought about innovation in this country. And you can go to the roots, you know, consistently for any major innovation or policy change, and that it came from people of faith. And we want to rewrite history, I believe, at our own damage, and certainly for the next generation, to think that, you know, that we want to be agnostic or atheistic or whatever, but we do so at a grave expense by ignoring our rich history.
No, that's exactly right. And we need to give that history credit, and so much of the advancement really since the time of Christ mm-hmm. is due to the Judeo-Christian tradition. And yet we have to not lose sight of the fact that Jesus said a time is coming when people will think they're doing the right thing by killing you, you know? And, you know, there's another passage that says, don't be surprised if the world hates you. Mm-hmm. You know, it hated me first. And so,
right.
You know, I think that it's easy in some ways to take our Judeo-Christian cultural heritage for granted and think that that's just the way that things are and will always be. And the reality is, I think it's an aberration from what Jesus actually said was likely to be the case. And mm-hmm. so I don't want to use that to say, we're just laissez-faire about things going down the tubes. No, that's not right.
Right.
But, you know, Jesus told us, hey, the world's not going to like you because the reason is he has come and he has declared himself as the final authority.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a culture that hates authority.
Right.
Any other authority than yourself?
Yeah.
You know, well, no, I'm the king of my own reality.
Right. Yeah. You're not the boss. You're not the boss of me.
Exactly. You're not the boss of me. And so people hate us and hate him because of that.
Right. Exactly. And then when we talk about liberty, liberty is a God-given term. And that's its roots. And this is why, you know, I keep encouraging people. I said, you have to look at, you know, what politics is offering the people today. Does it add or take away from our liberty? And that needs to be so cherished at every turn. And some things, you know, can be a rub on the surface if you don't understand what liberty represents.
Right.
You got to sit there and ask, okay, is this going to be more freeing? I mean, you know, like, it sounds good. Hey, let's have Medicare for all. Sounds good on the surface, you know.
Sure.
Seems okay. But, you know, what does that do for our liberty?
Right. No, and I think that the left's conception of liberty is everybody gets to do whatever they want whenever they want to do it. And I think that we rightly need to step back and say, is that truly liberty, or are we just talking chaos?
Because exactly.
It sounds a lot like the time of the judges to me, when every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Exactly.
And a society can't cohere if every person gets to have their own individual understanding of what liberty and freedom is. That's actually not genuine liberty and freedom.
Exactly. And we're getting a little peek of that right now in this chaotic country in which we live in. And, you know, like you, we're praying. Say, God, let your kingdom come, your will be done. And if we can microwave that concept a little bit and speed it up, that's okay. It's okay with me. Hey, real quick, let's talk about some movie reviews. Men in Black International, number one at the box office this weekend, huh?
Yeah, Men in Black International was number one, but a really weak number one. I mean, it's mm-hmm. the latest sequel that has really, really underperformed. It didn't even do close to what they thought it was going to do. In terms of the movie itself, we don't have Will Smith. We don't have Tommy Lee Jones, and that may be part of the reason. Instead, we have Chris Hemsworth, who people may know as Thor from the Avengers and Marvel franchises, and Tessa Thompson, who was actually in a couple of those movies with him mm-hmm. as well. Tessa plays an agent named M. Her name is Molly, and as a little girl, she saw her parents have their minds, their memories erased after an alien encounter, but they didn't get her. So she's always wanted to be one of the Men in Black, and when she grows up, she ends up being one. She and Chris Hemsworth, Agent H, are charged with protecting an intergalactic prince while he gets killed, and then they, you know, suspicion sort of shifts to them. You know, are you guys the problem? So it sort of becomes a mystery action adventure thriller that ends up pretty much exactly where all the rest of them ended up. We have some goopy alien violence. We've got, you know, a reasonable bit of PG-13 profanity. It's not over the top, but there's quite a bit of it there. Right. And we get, you know, some nods to providence and the will of the universe without anything being really explicitly spiritual. So if you've seen any of the others, you know exactly what to expect here. We also have Chris Hemsworth's character is a little bit like Captain Kirk. He ends up in bed with some alien women. That's another thing that parents definitely want to be aware of here.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it's sort of what we expected. It's not a great movie. It's not a great movie from a family-friendly perspective. And the box office is really, you know, really reflecting that, Bill.
Any problem with the fact that you had a woman as a Men in Black?
I don't think so.
Somebody brought that up, said, I think she did. She brought it up and saying that, maybe they've been trying to come out Persons in Black or something. You know?
Right. No, it just doesn't quite work. It's sort of, you know, what do we call it? People in Black?
Right,
humans
exactly.
In Black. So there you go.
Okay. What's your review on Late Night?
Late Night is a movie starring Emma Thompson as a late night talk show personality who is sort of in her latter years. She's been on Top of the World for 30 years, but things are slipping. And her staff tells her that she needs more diversity. And so she ends up hiring an Indian woman who, weirdly enough, is also named Molly, who sort of isn't very qualified, but sort of fits this affirmative action brief that she has been given. And it's a, you know, it's a dramedy. There's drama, there's comedy here as Molly tries to help Emma Thompson's late night host character, reframe her whole deal. This is an R-rated movie. You know, I think Emma Thompson has often starred when she's not in Pride and Prejudice type movies, in movies that are kind of feel-good, fun movies. And you might think, oh, you know, Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson, that looks fun. Well, man, there is a lot of sexual content, mostly of the verbal variety, and a lot of profanity. This is not a nice movie. This is a solidly R-rated movie, and one that I think most people would just wish they had their $10 and 2 hours back after they saw it.
Yeah, I hear you. What about The Dead Don't Die?
Dead Don't Die is yet another zombie movie. What sets this one apart is it's a dark comedy by Jim Jarmusch, who is sort of the godfather of independent film in America. He's been around a long time. And we have a really all-star cast. Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Steve Buscemi, and the list just goes on and on from there. Danny Glover, Selena Gomez, and, you know, their town gets invaded by zombies and they kill a bunch of them. And I think the draw here is, you know, a humorous movie about killing zombies with all these stars that we know. But, you know, a lot of profanity, a lot of bloodletting. It's what you think it would be.
Yeah, it's rated R. PluggedIn.com is where you want to go for movies, TV reviews, music, games, books. It's all right there. Adam Holtz has been with us as always. Adam, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good job.
Bill, always, always enjoy talking to you. Have a great week.
God bless.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.